there's an old adage that says, never let them see you sweat. And the idea there is to never reveal your weaknesses. Never show that you're having struggles. Never hold. And while that's the way of the world, that's not the way of Christ. The way of Christ was transparency. Over and over and over again, you see Christ from the very beginning. Remember what he said at the beginning? He said that the birds have nests and the fox have dens, but the Son of Man has nothing. But you see what he's doing? He's just being transparent. He's just being transparent with them. At the very end, you remember what he says at the very end? At the very end, what does he do? He takes him into the Garden of Gethsemane with him. Just is deeply struggling in prayer. So while the world says, never let them see you sweat, the way of Jesus is transparency. And this morning, I want you to allow me, if you will, just the opportunity to just for a few moments be transparent, because it's crucial to where we're going in the Word this morning. And if you allow me to do that without judging me, can you allow me to do that without judging me? Yeah, we can just be real and transparent with that this morning. The last 2 years have been, Gerald and I have been married for over 30 years, been in ministry for nearly 30 years, and the last 2 years have without a doubt been the greatest struggle from a personal standpoint. When I say struggle, I don't mean in our relationship or in our relationship with the Lord, but I'm talking about just, you know, it just has been one thing after another. Anybody ever live there? You know, I mean, you got a struggle and you get the man, you just about get it, you know, get it, and then wham, there comes another, you know, and then you just about get that one set, and then wham, there comes another, and it seems like it is taking place at a personal level, at a health level, and even to a great degree, the church over the last 2 years. It just seems like there's just been one thing after another. This past week, you don't want to be laying in a bed in the emergency room in the trauma unit. With them asking you, I don't understand why they didn't. I've got some nurses in the room. I wish you'd help me with this. That is not the time to be asking people about a living will and advanced directives. I'm sorry. There's got to be a better time to have that conversation, right? You know, I mean, and nurses and doctors are running in and out of your room, and then somebody comes in, do you have a living will? Well, I didn't think I was going to need one today, you know? I mean, hello? Well, I know, Rochelle, that's the time you need it most. I get that, but it's just been crazy for the last 2 years. Just, you know, 2 years ago, actually almost exactly 2 years ago, I began to struggle with my voice right on the heels of first Geraldine's mom having a stroke and then Geraldine's dad having his third heart attack, and then Geraldine spending 2 days in the hospital with a number of issues that she was having, and then after that, I began to struggle with my voice. And for a year, just struggled preaching, struggled having the meetings that we needed to have, and conversations with leaders and ministry leaders and so forth. It just has been a year of struggle. And then, a year ago, the diagnosis with cancer, and all of you are familiar with that, the surgery and then the radiation and the 5 months out of the pulpit. In the midst of all of that, Danielle began to struggle with her health last November, was in the hospital with an eye infection that the doctor says was 24 hours away from going to her brain, which would have been fatal. I mean, that's how, you know, this is real stuff, you know. You don't just kind of glaze over that. And in the midst of all that, and of course right now, as you know, just Geraldine's father, in fact, when we leave here today, we'll go and spend the afternoon with him. He's struggling greatly. We need a miracle. To make it out of the hospital is going to take a miracle. And I got to tell you, I just personally, just there's a, you know, it just, there's a struggle there. He's been my best friend for 34 years, as well as my father-in-law. It doesn't stop there either. Thursday of this week, Geraldine is having half of her thyroid removed. And the issues I know you're looking at me. Listen, the way you're looking at me is the way I've been looking for about 2 years. You know, just that, what? And for that reason, when Wednesday morning came, and you're sitting there, you know, and you got, you know, you got tingling and then numbness and you can't use your left arm, and then you got tingling and numbness and you can't use your right arm. And then your knees start to buckle and your heart feels like it's going to explode. You know, it just feels like it's one after the other, after the other, after the other. But during this time, especially in recent weeks, during this time, there has been a story. It's a familiar story. It's one that all of you are going to be familiar with, but it's just been a resource for me. It's just been a place where God has carried me and he's spoken into my heart time and time again. And I find myself, in fact, Wednesday night, I had a few moments Wednesday night after being in the emergency room for about, I don't know, 7 or 8 hours, and then they admitted me and so forth. In fact, I've never been in the hospital since my birth. I have never spent the night in the hospital till now. And so it just was a strange thing. And that night, for a few moments, the room was quiet, and it was just me. And I found myself back at this verse again, this story again, of when things just seem to get haywire. I mean, it just seems to be when one thing after another, after another, after another. And I want to just share just some thoughts this morning with you from where God has me. And because when you find yourself in that place, you wonder, you find yourself in a place, Lord, what do I do? I mean, you know, anybody beside me ever been in a place where you say, Lord, what to do? I mean, what to do? And it's like this morning, the Lord is just, this is what to do when you don't know what to do. There was a man in the Bible who was in a similar place. He was in a similar situation. He was a part of the nation of Israel, and there was an interesting phenomenon that was going on. Every time that they had little food, little water, because the enemy kept coming in and raiding the camp. In fact, the story is very clear. It says every time they got a crop just ready to harvest, the Midianites would sweep down and gather it up and then plow the fields over and leave with the harvest. Anybody ever been there? You know what I mean? You're right there. You can see it. This is the breakthrough. This is the time. This is the overcome. This is the breakthrough. And every time that they did that, that they got a crop just about ready to harvest and to bring in, here come the enemy and sweep down. And it's like it just happened over and over and over and over again. Every time they felt they had breakthrough, here comes another wave at them. And so this one guy, had finally managed to scrape up a little bit, and he was down in his basement, for lack of a better way to describe it in modern terms. He was down in his basement trying to sort it out, trying to prepare it, trying to get it to where he could prepare it. And the angel of the Lord came to him and spoke to him. And there's a key verse. There's a key verse in the midst. Now, remember, this guy, he is feeling as low as he's ever felt. The angel of the Lord actually comes to him and says, Gideon, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon says, stop. Stop. What are you talking about? He said, first of all, I've heard the promises. I've seen the promises. Come on now, can we just be real? I just want to be transparent with you this morning. I've heard the promises. I've seen the promises that have spoken. They've been repeated to me over and over again. They've come down through my heritage. I understand that, but I'm not seeing it. That's what Gideon said. He said, I'm not seeing it. I'm not seeing what I'm reading. I understand it. I believe it. I'm not seeing it. And what to do when you don't know what to do? The second thing that he said to that he says, I don't understand what you're calling me, because here, I'm as low as you can get. I'm the lowest in, my tribe is the lowest in the entire nation. My family is the lowest in the tribe. I am the lowest in my family, and I'm down in the basement just trying to scrape up a little bit of food to get by on. I mean, that's the situation. You know what he's saying? He's saying, look, I don't know what else to do. I what to do when you don't know what to do. And there is a key verse. There's a key phrase. It's found in 14, in verse 4, Judges 6, verse 14. And here's what he says. Go in the strength that you have. The word there, go, is actually, in fact, it's unfortunate that it's interpreted as the word go. The word go actually means walk. It actually means walk. Walk in the strength that you have. I want you to say it out loud with me. Walk in the strength that you have. You understand what he's saying, what the angel of the Lord is saying to him? He's saying, Gideon, walk in the strength that you have. Go in the strength that you have. Walk in the strength that you have. The idea there of strength is vigor. It's vigor. It's to be solid and to be firm. It's go in the vigor and the strength that you have. And he's actually saying, when he says go in the strength that you have, walk in the strength that you have. When you don't know what else to do, walk in the strength that you have. He's actually drawing on two things that I want us to talk about just for a few moments this morning. Two things that he's saying to him. And it actually comes in the verse, couple of verses just prior to what he says in verse 14. And I want you to see that just for a moment. Look at verse 12. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. The Lord is with you, mighty warrior. You understand what he's saying to them in that verse? In that one verse, he is saying two things to him that are important for you and I to remember. When you don't know what to do, these two things you need to know and you need to remember, and you and I need to remember and to know as we go forward. These two things. The first thing that we need to understand and to remember is this. Listen, when he called him a mighty warrior, in fact, the warrior there means powerful champion. Mighty warrior actually literally interpreted means powerful champion, a powerful champion. You know, understand what he's saying. He was when he called him a mighty man of valor, he was telling him to recognize that you have more strength than you realize that you do. Recognize that you have more strength than you realize. In other words, when he says go in the strength that you have, he was telling him, look, Wade, there's more strength in you than you realize. There's more present there than you realize. There's more strength inside of you than you ever realized and that you ever knew. Go in the strength that you have. Walk in the strength that you have. There's more there than you realize. There's more substance. There's more life. There's more strength inside of you. He's called him a powerful warrior. Remember now, Gideon saw him as the lowest of the low. God saw him as one who was a powerful champion. Gideon didn't even know he had a champion inside of him. He didn't even realize he had a champion inside of him. And God, what he's saying to them is go in the strength that you have, that walk in the strength that you have. And I just wanted you to listen and watch this for a moment or two this morning. You see, he was about to commission Gideon to do something powerful and to do something incredible, and was commissioning him to do that. But he says to him, go in the strength that you have. You know, sometimes, You've got to go in the strength that you have. You got to walk in the strength that you have. 3 weeks ago, on a Sunday morning, standing here, I shared with you that you remember that Sunday morning. I had struggled 3 weeks ago. I struggled. I barely got through the sermon, barely got through the message. But I've been praying for weeks, because for weeks I had been struggling again with my voice. And the prayer team here on some of the prayer warriors that were here had been praying with us. And I told them, I said, Lord, the Lord has told me to pray for more, to ask for more. And I just began, if Satan is going to attack my preaching voice, I'm going to ask God for my singing voice back. You hear what I'm saying? I mean, if you're gonna attack my preaching voice, then I'm going to not only ask for my preaching voice, I'm going to ask for my singing voice back as well. And that Saturday night, I dreamed that I sang again. And that Sunday morning, I come to church and I struggle. I mean, I barely make it through the sermon. I almost can't make it through the sermon. And we gave the altar call and we prayed for people around the altar, and the voice was shot. The voice was completely gone. Completely gone. Many of you were here. You remember it. Completely gone. And we came and we began to, the praise team began to sing the song that we just sang a few moments ago, by the way, in the presence of Jehovah. And that thing began to well up inside of me. That thing began to well up inside of me. And I, Lord, I've been asking you for more. I believe in you for more. That faith, Cleve, began to well up inside of me. And I went, I took the mic. Now this is on the heels of barely being able to speak and pray with people around the altar. And I just took that step of faith and began to sing. And I sang. And the voice was clear. And I began to sing. Listen to me. Sometimes you have to walk in the strength that you have. You are a powerful champion. You are a mighty warrior. There's valor inside of you and vigor inside of you. You have to walk in the strength that you have. That's what he was saying to him. When he said, go in the strength that you have, you have to walk in the strength that you have. The second thing that he's saying to him, though, is equally important. The second thing that he says to him is this. The Lord is with you. You understand what he's saying? There's this tandem that is going on there. And this tandem, Jose, that is going on there is that you walk in the strength that you have, but understanding you are not having to do it alone. You see, the thing about asking what to do when I don't know what to do is that oftentimes we approach it from a one-sided, from one of these things. There is this tandem. There is this partnership that is going on. When it says, go in the strength that you have, the Lord is with you. You understand there's this tandem that is happening. You're going to get up and you're going to walk in the strength that you have, but understanding that you do not walk alone, that you are not in it alone, that it's not up to you. See, if I could put it in a sentence, and I'll repeat this sentence over and over again. Here is, recognize the strength that you have and walk in it and rely on God for the rest. And I'm telling you, when you do not know what to do, when you're in a place when you do not know what to do, that is the formula of the word where you walk in the strength that you have. You recognize and walk in the strength that you have and you rely on God for the rest. And sometimes it's incredibly difficult when you're in those places where you just simply do not know what to do. It's easy to lean into one of those or the other. Right? It's easy to try to just lean in to the strength that you have and the talent that you have and the ability that you have and to lean into that. And I'm going to make this happen. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to stop. I'm going to make this happen. I'm going to keep going. And listen, and sometimes we do have to give ourselves those pep talks. But listen to me. What God is about to tell Gideon to do, Gideon could not do by himself. But Gideon did have to do what Gideon could do. He had to walk in what he could. He had to walk in the strength that he had, recognize who he was, and begin to walk in the strength that he had. And then the second part of that is the Lord is with you. See, you can't listen. Sometimes what we do is we stand over here and we just wait on God to do it all. And God's saying, look, walk in the strength that you have, and I am with you. In fact, he spells this out even stronger as he goes through. Let me just show you two or three more verses. Look at verse 14. He says, am not I sending you? The word there is commissioning. Am I not commissioning you? Verse 14, am I not sending you? You know what he says? He says, go in the strength that you have. Am I not sending you? Am I not commissioning you? You understand, don't you? When God commissions you, that you are going to be on mission with God. When God commissions, he puts you on a mission with him. And he says, go in the strength that you have. Am not I sending you? Am I not commissioning you? Go in the strength that you have. Am not I sending you? In fact, in the midst of that, you know, he says, and you will put the Midianites to flight as one man. But it's that tandem that is going on there. Go in the strength that you have. Am not I commissioning you? Then look at verse 16. Notice what he says. I will be with you. The word there is accompanying you. It actually is in conjunction with. The word with there means conjunction with. I am accompanying you. Not only is he commissioning you, he is accompanying you. Going in the strength that you have, the Lord is with you, understands and recognizes that there is more in there than you understand and that you realize, but is also relying on God for the rest, that he is commissioning you, that he is accompanying you. In fact, you want to see the power of that. Look at verse 34. The spirit, that is the wind or the breath, the ruah, the spirit or the breath or wind of the Lord came upon them. That's, it's a fascinating word. The word pun there actually means to clothe. Gideon became clothed in the power of the Holy Spirit. As he began to walk, as he began to go in the strength that he had, he began to walk in the power, in the clothing of the Holy Spirit. Listen, as you begin to walk in God, you got to understand, listen, there are sometimes these places in life where you feel as low as you feel. You get in a place where you just seem to be, it just seems to be wave after wave after wave. And what to do when you don't know what to do is to recognize and walk in the strength that you have and to rely on God for the rest. See, in those places, when your strength comes, our strength comes from two sources. It is in one, recognizing who God has called us to be and relying on Him to be the rest. I'll say two things to you this morning. You have more strength than you realize. There is more inside of you than you realize. There is more of the Spirit of God. There's more of the power of God. There's more of the resource of God. There's more strength inside of you than you realize. Wednesday night, as I was setting, and the Lord has just over the past few weeks, He spoke this into my life on a day several weeks before. It was a very crucial day, and I want to go into all of the details, but a very crucial day. But that morning in my prayer time, He spoke this, Glenn, walk in the strength that you have, I am with you. Walk in the strength that you have, I am with you. Walk in the strength that you have, I am with you. He began to speak that to me over and over again. And so Wednesday night, as I'm sitting there and doctors still don't know and can't explain, and I'll be following up with them tomorrow on what happened Wednesday and Thursday and what all that was about, trying to follow up with them. But as I sat in the quietness of the hospital room Wednesday night, I find myself coming back to this verse over and over and over again. Walk in the strength that you have. You know what God's saying there? He's saying two things to you. One is this. Listen, He's saying to you, you have more strength than you realize, but He's also saying, but you do not have to do it alone. You're not expected to do it by yourself. You go in the strength that you have, but understanding that I am with you. There's this two-sided thing there when you walk in the strength of the Lord, but at the same time you realize that you are not doing it by yourself, that there is more strength there. You see, God sees more in you than you see in yourself. God will always see more in you than you will see in yourself. And that's the reason He keeps pulling it out and pulling it out and pulling it out. And it's not always necessarily a pleasant experience, but you go in the strength that you have, and then you rely on God to do the rest. And that, I've got to tell you, is sometimes the difficult part. What to do when you don't know what to do? Walk in the strength that you have and rely on God the rest. It's in two words. Can I say it? Recognize and rely. Recognize the strength that you have in the Lord and rely on God for the rest. And this morning was not designed to be a dynamic sermon. This morning was designed to be a transparent sermon. Because as your pastor, I just got to tell you, it's been a tough stretch. It's been a tough stretch where there's been one thing after another, and just when you think you're over something, here comes something else. And just when you think something else comes up, there comes something else. And besides all of the personal stuff, in fact, it's kind of like what Paul said. Paul said, I've been through this and this and this and this and this. And that is to say, and Paul says, and that is to say nothing of the weight of the church. And what he was saying, he was actually using a statement of irony there, of contrast there. He was actually saying, and you think that's something, you should know about the weight of the church. And I'm in the quiet of my room Wednesday night, and the Lord says, Glenn, I'm not expecting you to do it all. I'm not expecting you to do it all. See, sometimes we get this idea that we are supposed to do it all. God, I'm not expecting you to do it all. Just walk in the strength that you have and rely on me to do the rest. Walk in the strength that you have of the husband. Because for the past 4 days, I haven't been able to be by my wife's side as she stood by her dad's side. When God said, Glenn, walk in the strength that you have as a husband. Walk in the strength that you have as a father. And let me do the rest. Rely on me to do the rest. Have I ever failed you? Have I ever let you down?
Have I ever put you out there on the field and then pulled back from you? Have I ever sent you to the front of the line and not prepared? Glenn, walk in the strength that you have and rely on me to do the rest. I've never forgotten you. I've never forsaken you. I've never let you out. And sometimes when you don't know what to do, sometimes it's hard to walk in the strength that you have, and other times it's hard to just rely on God to do the rest. But recognizing and relying, you don't know how to get through tough times in life, because listen to me. David Wilkerson said about 30 years ago, I believe it was in 78 that he wrote it, he was writing about his wife, Gwen, who had her first cancer diagnosis at 34 years old. And he was about 15 years down the road, and he said, what I didn't realize when God brought us through that is that was just the first storm. You know, God, and when God brings you through stuff, the last thing you went through is not the last thing you're going to go through. The last thing you went through is not the last thing you're going to go through. But listen to me, when you get in that place when you don't know what to do and you recognize and walk in the strength that you have and you rely on God to do the rest. And can I tell you something? There are some days when I lean more, I'm able. You wake up and everything's clicking. You know what I'm talking about. You wake up and, man, your prayer time is on fire and your word time is on fire. Man, you get a text from a friend that's in line with what has been spoken and said over you. You get in the car, you turn on the radio, and the song that's being sung is the song you were listening to in your praise and worship time by yourself. And in the scripture they quote is the scripture that God put in. And man, on those days, you can step high and walk tall. You walk in the strength that you have. That spirit, man, is rising up, and you can walk in the strength that you have and lean into that. And then there are other days. There are other days, Mike, when it's all I can do to just lean into Him. It's all I can do to just rely on Him. God, I'm walking in the strength that I have, and all the strength I have today is just to lean into you. But oh, when I lean into Him, He is that steadfast rock, my fortress, the Almighty God. Some days I recognize who I am and I walk in the strength of it, and other days I rely on Him, and it's that tandem in life that brings you through the places when you don't know what to do. Listen to me this morning. Recognize you have more strength than you have, and rely on God. He's not expecting you to do it alone. Can I tell you something else? Can I say something else that's just welling in my heart as a pastor? The same thing is true for our church. We've been through a two-year season. It's been a tough season the last 2 years. Can I tell you something? There is more strength here than you realize. There is more strength here than you realize. God has planted more. God has put more. He has resourced more here than you realize. And what God wants us to do is walk in the strength that we have. But listen, but He's not expecting us to do it alone. He wants us to rely on Him and lean on Him and depend on Him. And as we do, then He'll bring it about. In fact, the whole rest of the story about God sending Gideon forth, and the way that He sent him forth, and the way that He gave him the 300 men, that whole story verifies what He said in the beginning, and that is, Gideon, you walk in the strength that you have, and you depend on me to do the rest. And when you do, you know what the enemy said about Gideon? You know the dream, listen, you talk about God fighting for you, the dream that God gave the Midianites, was that there was a stone rolling down off of a hill and flattening the camp. And the name of the stone, according to the interpretation, the name of the stone was Gideon. Go in this walk, in the strength that you have, and rely on God to do the rest. This morning, this morning, it's been a tough week physically. And it would have been easy to have just passed this off to somebody else this morning, but it just began to well up in me to just take a moment this morning and be transparent. Because here's what I know as a pastor, as I look through the congregation, there's a lot of you that have been in places, and some of you may be in places right now where you don't know what to do. Pastor, what to do when I don't know what to do? And this morning I'm telling you what to do. Walk in the strength that you have. rely on Him to do the rest. Walk in the power of the Spirit that you have and rely on Him to do the rest. Walk in the strength that you have inside of you, who God's made, and rely on Him to do the rest. But two things this morning, I think, two things this morning. One is for everybody here. Pastor, what do I do with this? What do I do with this? How do I respond to this? The way to respond to this is ask the Lord to put this word in your heart. Lord, I want this word in my heart now, in preparation for tomorrow or the next day or next week or whenever, Lord, that I, when I find myself in a place where I'm not sure what to do, that I can recognize and walk in the strength that I have, and I, Lord, can rely, I can leave in your hands that stuff that is out of my hands, that stuff that's bigger than me or wider than me or deeper than me. I'm relying on you in it, God. Ask God this morning to put that in your heart. Put that word in your heart. Every individual, every person here this morning, how do you respond to that? Lord, put that word in my heart this morning, that I walk in the strength that I have and I rely on you for the rest. That I walk in the power that I have and I rely on you to do the rest. I walk in who I am in you and I rely on you to do the rest. That's for every person here. But I just have a sense also that there are probably some that are here this morning that you're in that place right now. And you're not sure what to do. When you don't know what to do. Maybe you're in a place like that this morning, right now. In fact, you, I want to pray with you this morning. I want to pray a prayer over you this morning. And so if that's you, I just want to invite you. We're going to do this, and I'm going to pray a prayer over you, and then we'll dismiss this morning. But I just want to give an opportunity. If you're in a place this morning, Pastor, I'm just not sure what to do. And I want this word to be alive inside of me. I know that you're speaking that into my heart this morning. If that's you, would you just get up this morning and come? Maybe you're in the middle of a place right now. Pastor, I want to know. Yes, ma'am, come on. There's some others. Come on. Yes, ma'am, come on. Come on. What to do when you don't know what to do? Recognize and walk in the strength that you have. Yes, thank you, Lord. And rely on Him to do the rest. Amen. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah, thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, thank you. Can I get some of y'all to come and just stand behind these that are standing here this morning? Come on. Yes, thank you. Hallelujah, praise you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, praise you. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Lord. Father God, right now, Lord, my heart as a pastor, Lord, just my heart right now, God. Because, Lord, this is where I've lived, Lord. And yet your word was so fresh. It was like fresh manna to me. It was like fresh manna to me. It was like it was baked for that day. God, I pray this morning as I look across this, Lord, I've seen them, Lord, that are struggling with battles. I see others, Lord, that are having health issues, God. Lord, there's some that are here that have got decisions before them to make, God. There's some that are here right now, God, that there are decisions that are being made that are completely out of their hands. And I pray that this word will be fresh manna to them, that they will recognize that they are called, that they are a child of God, that they have been blood-bought and washed in the blood of the Lamb, that they've been filled with the Spirit of God, the Ruah, the breath of God, that they have strength and power inside of them, God, and that, Lord, that you are going to raise up that Spirit and that power inside of them, Lord, that they are strong and not weak, that you made them an overcomer, God. I thank you and I praise you for that. Come on, church, extend your hand this way. Let's pray. Lord, they are overcomers, God. Some feel weak and defeated and overwhelmed by just attack after attack after attack. And God, I pray this morning, Lord, by your power and by your Spirit, God, by your power and by your Spirit, oh God, that you will raise up, Lord, and help them to recognize who they are in you. They can walk in the strength that they have, God. I praise you. I thank you for that. And in tandem with that, God, Let the fresh assurance that you are with them, that they can rely on you, that they can count on you, that they can trust you, God, for that which is out of their control, that which is out of their hands, that which is bigger than them and beyond them. God, I thank you, God, that you will raise this word up like a fresh manna inside of them. They can recognize and walk in the strength that they have, and they can rest and rely on you to do the rest. I thank you and I praise you for this morning. May there be a refreshing. May there be a refreshing in that this morning for them, God. May the freshness of your spirit, the freshness of your word rise up inside of them. May there be a refreshing and renewing, God. I praise and I thank you for it this morning. Hallelujah to you. Hallelujah to you. Praise to you, O God. Magnify and I praise you. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Hallelujah to you, Lord. Praise and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. While these are standing here, if there are other needs that you want us to pray for this morning, if you want us to anoint you, or if there are other needs you want us to agree with you about, I'm just going to give an opportunity for that this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If you're around the altar, you just stay as long as you care to, as long as the Lord is dealing with you. And if there's some other needs, I want us to pray this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Want the board to come, if you will, and just have a moment here. We're going to pray over Geraldine and I. Geraldine on Thursday is having 60% of her thyroid taken out, and if you're familiar with that, there's the whole idea of losing half of the thyroid. There are also two or three masses in that 60% that they will be checking. And tomorrow I'll be following up on whatever went on Thursday. I'll be following up with that tomorrow and Tuesday. And so Irma had asked, and thank you for asking, Irma. That's where I was fixing to go with this, was to just call for the board, if you will, to come and or down or negative, just because we're transparent, right? You know, just because we're transparent about what, you know, about the battles and the struggles doesn't mean you're depressed or negative. And Pastor, what are you doing? Oh, I don't. Remembering who I am and relying on Him for the rest. Amen. And as a church, I think the same thing. We got some things welling up in us. We want to see some things go to another level, children's church wise, and it just I don't want to hold you any longer. Just some things God's put in our hearts, some changes that are coming down that we just believe in God for. I pray that you would, as a church and as individuals, recognize who you are in God and walk in it, and rely on Him for the rest. Amen. Amen. Stand to your feet. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift His countenance up upon you and give you peace. Go in the blessings of the Lord. God bless you. We love you.